Well, good evening.
Good evening.
So good to see everybody here this evening.
Amen.
If you would, turn into the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Tonight, we're going to talk about something that we often talk about, but can also be overlooked at times, and that is the importance of prayer.
Amen.
While Jesus was on earth, he spoke about two things more than anything else. And those two things were faith and prayer. Mm. Now, there are many reasons we are to pray. And this evening, I'd like to share with you five reasons that we are to pray. But before we do that, we first need to know how to pray. Mm. Now, that may come as a shock to some of you, but there are some people out there who just don't know how to pray.
Right.
Nobody's ever taught them how to pray. Maybe they feel embarrassed. Maybe they feel that they don't have the right words. Whatever the cause is, it's nothing to be ashamed of, because Jesus' own disciples didn't know how to pray, and they asked him, "Teach us how to pray."
Right.
In Luke chapter 11, verse 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that when he praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples."
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come and worship you. Lord, I pray that you would fill me with your spirit. Lord, that you would give me the words to speak to your people. Lord, help me to reach your flock, Lord, with the words that you would have me say. Keep me from saying anything I shouldn't, Lord, and may you be glorified in this service. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, once again, until we can get to the five reasons, we first need to know how to pray. So if you are in Matthew chapter 6, I ask you to join me in reading. We're going to read verses 9 through 13, and feel free to join me in this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now that's the model prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. And I would like to take some time tonight to actually dissect and break down this prayer so we can get a better understanding of it. We'll start off with, it says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed means holy.
Yes.
When we pray to the Lord, we must address him in a tone and a manner that is befitting of the King of the universe. Yes. When we do this, we show him the reverence and respect that he rightfully deserves. We don't address him as somebody we just met on a street corner or some friend that we know. We recognize his authority, and we recognize the meaning of reverencing him for who he is.
Good.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Here we recognize God's sovereign authority over heaven and earth, and we pray that his will be done in our lives. Jesus, when in the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked that if it was possible, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done.
Amen.
When we pray, we need to remember that it's God's will and not our own that's to be done. Oftentimes, when we are in prayer, we pray for the things that we think we want or we think we need. And there are times where we don't get the response that we're looking for. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Amen.
That could be God saving us from something that he knows is not going to be good for us.
Yeah.
So it's always good to pray for his will to be done, because when we align our will with his will, he's more inclined to bless that effort and answer that prayer.
Amen.
Now, God always answers prayer. Don't mistake me in that. God always answers prayer, but it may not always be in the way that we want him to answer it. But that too is a blessing in itself.
Yes,
unanswered prayers are also a blessing.
Yes.
Moving on, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forget our debtors. Here we're asking God to meet our daily needs. Lord, help me to provide for my family.
Yeah.
Help me to pay the bills. Provide work for me. Mm-hmm. But that is more than just our physical needs. We also need to be praying about our spiritual needs. Lord, help me to grow in your likeness. Help me to spend more time with you in your word. See, this is our daily bread. God's word is our spiritual food. And we need to remember that, that in prayer, we need to ask for our physical needs, but also our spiritual needs. Mm-hmm. We often neglect the spiritual needs, unfortunately, because we spend too much time asking for those physical needs.
Yeah.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Here we're asking God for guidance, for discernment. Lord, help me. Help me this day not to put myself in a situation where I may sin against you. Give me wisdom to see the traps that the enemy set for me. I heard a saying one time, a man said, if a man does not want to fall, he should not walk in slippery places.
Mm, that's good.
Temptation is everywhere. So we need to be mindful of that. We need to ask him to help us. He also asks us in the verse prior to forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is, that's a really tough concept for some people, because we've all had things done to us where someone has wronged us in some kind of way. But Jesus made a point to emphasize the importance of forgiveness. It's not necessary for the other person. It's for you. Because when we choose not to forgive, we harden our heart. We are bound by this chains, and all it does, it's poison to our soul. It wells up inside of us with resentment and bitterness. And Jesus doesn't want that for us. So when we let go of that and we forgive those that have wronged us, it frees us from that captivity. And we also need to remember that whatever someone's done to wrong us, we've done a lot more worse things to wrong him. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Here we close our prayer and we once again recognize God's sovereign authority. We recognize his kingdoms as believers we belong to. We recognize his power. His power to work in the world, and his power to work in us for his good pleasure.
Yes.
And finally, we recognize that the glory of the work that he does in us and through us is to him and him alone.
Amen.
I can't take any credit for anything that God's done in my life because without him, I can do nothing.
That's right.
Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
That's right.
So when there is fruit in my life, he gets the glory. We're never to forget that it's not us, it's him.
That's right.
So now that we know how we ought to pray, let's talk about the five things that we should be praying for. Number one, to have fellowship with God. This is about a personal and intimate relationship, spending time with God on a daily basis. He wants us to come to him daily. He wants us to spend time with him in his word and in prayer. And this is not something that's going to happen by accident. You have to make a diligent, mindful effort that I'm going to carve out some time to spend with the Lord if you're ever going to get to know him.
Amen.
Jesus tells a story that there will be people on that day that'll come to me and say, Lord, did we not do many mighty works in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? And he will say, depart from me, for I never knew you. Now, you can sit in church. You can go on visitation. You can attend every worship service. You can do all the rituals, but still not know the Lord and Savior. It's about a personal relationship. The Pharisees did all the rituals that they thought that were going to earn them into heaven, and yet the Savior was standing right in front of them, and they still couldn't see it. Personal relationship.
Amen.
Knowing him and him knowing you. So many people out there, unfortunately, say, yeah, I know Jesus, but what they do is they know of him. They don't know him. How do we get to know him? By spending time in his word.
Yes.
By spending time in prayer. By consulting him. By getting him involved in every area of our life.
Right.
Lord, I've got a huge decision to make here. What do you think about this? Lord, I need help in this area here. Help me. Spending time with God, developing that personal relationship, that is what we need to focus on. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, the Bible says, "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you." We pray to him. He will hear us, and he will meet us where we are. The Bible says that if we draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. The closer we get to him is the closer he will come to us. Amen. Number two, we pray for our daily needs, both physical and spiritual. God, I need you today. I need you to help me. Help me be a better servant. Help me honor you. Help me seek you more diligently. Help me to love my wife like I'm supposed to. Help me to love my children like I'm supposed to. Help me to love my neighbor as I'm supposed to. Because without his help, we can't do anything.
That's right.
You cannot live the Christian life apart from Christ.
Amen.
In Philippians 4:19, the Bible says, "But God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." God will provide for you, but he wants you to seek him daily.
Yes.
In the book of Exodus, the Israelites were complaining that they didn't have enough food. So God said, "Well, I'm going to rain down bread from heaven," but he only gave them enough for that day. Why? He could have gave them a week. 2 weeks. He could have gave them a month's supply all at one time. You know why he only gave them enough for that day? So that they would come back to him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He wants that dependency. He wants that fellowship, that communication. He wants that connection.
Amen.
Number three, we are to give thanks.
Yeah.
We are to give thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks in all things.
Mm-hmm.
The good things and the bad things.
Yes.
Do you know that there are some people who do not give thanks over their food before they eat? They don't. They don't pray over their food. And I often ask them, why? Why don't you pray over your food? God provided this for you. But many of them, as we talked about, Pastor Tommy talked about this morning, pride comes into play. Well, I went out and I worked for that food. I earned that paycheck. I brought that money home. The only reason you were able to do those things is because God woke you up this morning
Amen.
And gave you the will to do it.
Amen.
So you thank him for it.
Yes.
We also need to pray over our food because our food is not the purest food. There are contaminants.
Mm-hmm.
There are pesticides. And when we go out to eat, we don't know what others are doing or saying over our food before we eat it.
Amen.
We need God to cleanse this food, to ask him to nourish it to our body. We thank you, Lord, for bringing this food to us. Cleanse it, purify it, help it to nourish me and fill me until I eat again.
Amen.
We ask God for guidance and wisdom. Lord, help me. Help me to walk in your ways.
Yeah.
Help me to be obedient.
Yes.
Help me not to fall into temptation. Temptation is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's on our television screens. It's on our radio stations. It's on every billboard. Jesus told his disciples in the garden, "Watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation." Temptation is everywhere, and we need God's help to navigate around the traps that the devil sets for us. The Bible tells us that sin is always crouching at the door. We need to be mindful of that. Lord, help me. Direct me today. When this person cuts me off in traffic, help me to remain calm and humble and not lay on the horn and get into a disagreement with this person.
Amen.
Lord, when somebody cuts me off in the checkout line, help me to allow them to go first.
Amen.
Help me, Lord, to love those that don't love me back.
Amen.
Amen.
In Psalms chapter 32, verse 8, the Bible says, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye."
Mm.
God will guide you on the way you need to go if you will seek him for wisdom and discernment.
Thank you, Lord.
And number five, praying for others.
Amen.
Praying for others' needs.
Yes.
It's important. We pray for other people's needs. We pray for their health needs. We pray for their lost loved ones. We pray that they grow spiritually. It's very important to pray for others. James tells us in chapter 5, verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effectual and fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen.
If you're struggling in an area, find somebody that you can confide in.
That's right.
Seek that person out and say, I'm struggling in this area. Please help me. And let that person pray for you. Don't ever turn down prayer.
Amen.
If somebody says, hey, can I pray for you? Don't ever say no.
Amen.
Don't ever stop praying for me. Because Lord knows I need it. You see, prayer is our lifeline to God. It's how we fight our battles. In the spirit realm, I can't go toe-to-toe with some boxing gloves and fight the enemy. It doesn't work that way.
No.
The only way that I can fight my battles is through God's word and on my knees in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Without ceasing means not to stop. We are never to stop praying. Pray continually.
Yes.
Well, the world will tell you, well, you know, I prayed once and God didn't answer. And then they just gave up. Some prayers take a lifetime.
Amen.
You don't know what God's doing behind the scenes.
Amen.
When you plant a seed in soil, it takes a while before you see a sprout coming up from the dirt. But that doesn't mean that roots aren't being laid under the ground that you can't see. God's working things behind the scenes that we can't see. So we are to continue praying. We are to continue to knock on that door, to seek Him, to pray. Now, I know what you're thinking. Brian, what about the times when I'm struggling to pray and I just can't find the words? Well, I'm so glad that you asked that. If you would, please, turn to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Is everybody there? Give me an amen.
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 In Romans chapter 8, verse 26, the Bible says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Amen.
Did you catch that?
Amen.
It intercedes for us with groanings that cannot be uttered. So when you feel down and out, when you feel drained and defeated, when you feel like you can't find the words, when you're down on your knees and the tears are rolling down your face, know this. God hears you, He sees you in your brokenness, and He will help you.
Amen.
In Psalms chapter 51, verse 17, the Bible says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a contrite heart. O God, Thou wilt not despise. Nothing goes to waste in the eyes of the Lord. Whatever we're going through, God uses that. Sometimes those are good days. Sometimes those are bad days. But there's always purpose behind it. There's always purpose behind the pain.
Amen.
If you talk to a blacksmith who's forging metal into something, you will see that he will take this piece of metal, he will heat it up in a furnace, and it will remove all these impurities. And then he beats it and fashions it into something great and wonderful. God does the same thing with us. Sometimes we have to go through the fire. And none of us like going through the fire. But it's necessary. You never grow inside your comfort zone.
Amen.
Growth is always found outside the comfort zone. So God will use these circumstances in our lives to help make us more and more like Jesus. When you pray for patience, God's going to put impatient people in front of you.
Amen.
When you pray to love other people, God's going to put unlovable people in front of you. He's going to put these challenges in front of you. Could he easily just wave his hand and make it all happen for you? Yeah, but that wouldn't suffice. That wouldn't do any good for you.
Mm.
He's trying to grow you. God answers prayer. And make no mistake about it, there is power in prayer. Turn, if you would, to Acts chapter 12. In Acts chapter 12, we're going to talk about Peter, who was thrown in prison. In verse 5, the Bible says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing. Did you catch that word, without ceasing?
Yeah.
Prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Peter's in prison. People are praying for him without ceasing, nonstop. They're praying for him. Now, when we skip down here to verse 7, it says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly, and his chains fell from his hands. When you move on down to verse 12, we find it says, and when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And in verse 16, we read, but Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. These people prayed for Peter. God answered that prayer. God sent his angel and intervened in that jail cell to release Peter from his chains. And then Peter showed up at their door, and they couldn't believe it. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Yeah, that's a great story and all, but I need something more real. I need something that resonates with me from today. Well, I got just the thing for you. A few years back, we were having service here. And some of you will absolutely be able to attest to this. We were in the middle of service. And all of a sudden, Brother John started to not feel well. And he stood up and he said, guys, I'm sorry, but I'm not feeling well and we got to go to the emergency room. How many of y'all remember this? Anybody? Yeah, look at those show of hands. Yeah. We got to go to the emergency room because I'm not feeling well. And they left. And before Pastor Tommy started that service back up, we all together, collectively, as one body, began to pray for him. We prayed for Brother John that God would intervene in that area, that he would remove the pain that he was suffering from. And praise God and glory be to God, about 10 minutes later, John and Wilhelmina and Josiah come walking back into this church.
Amen.
And just as the people in Peter's day were astonished, so were we. And John said, we asked him, what are you doing here? We thought you were going to the emergency room. He said, fellas, you ain't going to believe it, but we were headed there and the pain was gone.
Amen.
God heard that prayer and he intervened in that situation. And that is a testimony that this church, multiple believers in here remember, and it's all to God's glory and praise.
Amen.
So when you sit and wonder, will God answer my prayer? Yes, he will.
Yes,
he will. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
In closing, let us reflect. The five reasons why we ought to pray. To have fellowship with God. It's important. It's how we grow.
Amen.
It's our daily bread. Spending time with him draws us closer to him. How are we going to know how he wants us to live if we don't have any connection with him? If I decided not to talk to my wife for 30 days, how long do you think our marriage is going to last? Not very long.
30 days.
Same thing happens with God. How is our relationship going to grow stronger if we don't spend any time together?
Right.
Two, our daily needs.
Amen.
Lord, help me today. Help me to provide for my family. Help me to grow spiritually. Help me, Lord, to honor and glorify you in all that I do.
Yes.
Number three, to give thanks. We give thanks for all things,
thank you,
the good and the bad,
amen,
because nothing goes to waste.
Mm.
Whatever happens, God has a purpose behind
amen
it. Thank you, Lord, for the struggles that have made me who I am today.
Yes.
Thank you for the blessings that have saved me from areas where you could have let me fall. Four, for guidance.
Amen.
Guidance and wisdom. Lord, show me. Show me the way that I ought to go. Help me, Lord. Help me in this area of my life. Help me to spend more time in your word.
Yes.
Help me with these upcoming decisions that I have to make.
Yeah.
Yes.
And finally, we pray for others. We pray for others. You see, prayer is to be our first line of attack, not our last resort.
Mm.
And never forget this. Closing with this. Never forget this. That the greatest gift you can give a born-again Christian is praying for them.
Amen.
Because there may be a time in your Christian walk that you may be too weak to pray for yourself.
Yeah.
And someone prayed for you. They interceded to God on your behalf. They stood in the gap for you when you could not do it for yourself.
Right.
I would be lying to you if I said there wasn't times in my Christian walk where I felt that I just couldn't pray for myself. Mm-hmm. That things, the chips were down, and that I just couldn't muster the words to do it. But praise be to God, there was other people out there praying
amen
for me.
Amen.
So you may find yourself in that same situation one day. Pray for others.
Mm.
Now, if you don't know Jesus and you haven't accepted him, that's the first thing you have to
yes
do.
Yes.
All of this is great and all, but until you know the Savior and accept him as Lord
mm
and the forgiver of your sins, then all this is for naught.
Yes.
Jesus wants to have a relationship with you.
Mm.
He wants to forgive you of your sin,
yeah,
no matter what you've done.
Right.
We spoke to a man, me and John spoke to a man yesterday. We told him, we said, look, you haven't done anything that God can't forgive.
Amen.
Have you ever persecuted the church?
Mm.
Have you ever had someone stoned to death? Because Paul did. And not only did Jesus forgive Paul, but he used him. Whatever it is, God will forgive you.
Yes.
But you also have to forgive yourself.
Amen.
Whatever it is you're holding on to, you need to forgive yourself because Jesus already forgave you for it.
Amen.
Let's pray.